Today's secret word is Dracula.
Who is W-F-O-D-I-C-K-S?
Wheelbarrow full of dicks. You don't know those guys?
Well, I wasn't going to say it. I wanted you to say it.
Nice. I get super jealous of a wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Dude, shout out to a wheelbarrow full of dicks.
I just wish you every dick.
W-F-O dicks. That does sound suggestive.
You are now listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
Right on the piece of paper.
Oh no! I've been hit!
If I'm already wasting my time, I will get this all like nothing.
That smells like a program.
It's a dangerous assignment.
Oh, my God.
What?
Am I
ready? There's blood!
WFOD starts now.
Hello and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I am joined by my good friend, my co-host, Mr. Drunkard STL on the Twitters.
Can I put these back on now?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Guys, also joining us, my other co-host, the producer of this fine program, the king of pranks, guys, the albino alligator, Coach T. Popcorn bitch, Mr. Travis Hulse is here.
Oh, Travis. Thank you. Nice to be here. New week, new me.
What does that mean?
You're just constantly reinventing yourself. Mostly, I feel, because the mosquitoes are so bad here, I've probably produced a whole new batch of blood because they've taken so much from me. So I feel like my innards are all brand new.
Guys, also joining us, Matt is here, guys. Matt. Hello, Matt.
Hi.
Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. God damn it, do we have a show for you tonight. Let me tell you,
So does Travis have that Zika?
Well, what they're going to do
it's possible.
Like 100 years from now, they're going to extract a mosquito from amber.
Yeah.
And make a whole army of little popcorn bitches.
That's funny.
You repopulate the world with this guy right here, it's going to be quite the world.
Yeah.
Bunch of people wrestling with their anxiety.
The bugs and the mosquitoes.
Constantly
here,
unsure of what they're doing, thinking they should be doing something different, but not.
Trying to hustle people out of Craigslist purchases.
But they're just hustling each other, and it's not working because they're all hustlers.
Travis, I'll tell you what, I heard a goddamn hustle this week. Boy, did I hear one.
I love hearing them. Let's hear it.
Guys, you remember the band Static X, right?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
I mean, Travis, they had the yeah, you push it, yeah, you push it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you push it.
Right, correct.
Yeah, you push it. Yeah, you push it.
They had that other one that sounded very similar to that, too.
You know, for the longest time, I've been listening to Yeah, You Push It, and I think it's Yeah, You're Bullshit. Yeah, you know, they could probably sneak a yeah, you're bullshit in there and just tell us it's your like you're telling me that what's his name? The Uptown Funky Up didn't just put one fuck in there because he didn't think anybody'd notice.
I swear that like the third funk is a fuck.
Yeah. And he's just like, yeah, I'm saying fuck. It's going to be on the radio. It's going to be great. And I'm just going to tell people it's funk.
Mm-hmm.
They're all funks, guys.
And nobody's ever going to know. It's just like that that Old Town Road song that everybody thinks it's, I'm going to take my horse to the hotel room. I've heard more than one person think that was what it was.
To the hotel room, I'm going to ride till I can't no more. Oh, that's dirty, Travis.
It's not great.
Or the Britney Spears song. I mean, like, everybody knew what she was doing. She said, no, it's If You Seek Amy, guys. Come on, Britney. We know what you're doing. You sneaky little...
You ain't fooling no one.
You know
one,
what I'm saying? But guys, Static X. So I don't know if you guys remember this, but Wayne Static, the I mean, like, Static X, Wayne Static. It'd be like Bon Jovi, you know, not being in Bon Jovi, right? John Bon Jovi, it's his name.
Correct. Right. Like Michael Powerman 5000.
Right. Just like that, Travis. Wayne Static, he died in like 2014. What happened was is he called up his Static X buddies and he was like, guys, make some Static X songs. And they were like, nah, we're busy. And he said, okay, well, I'll just go home and do drugs. And he went home and did drugs and died.
Right. Yeah, dead.
So all these years later, Static X guys are sitting around. They're going, you know what? We kind of want to do Static X again.
They actually didn't know he died, and they tried to call him, and that's how they found out. It was just recently.
They missed the news?
Wait.
Oh, shit, it's been 5 years. Let's see if he still wants to make those songs. Yesterday.
Yeah, he called.
So they've been scouring around trying to find anything where Wayne sang, like, shitty demos and stuff, and they're just like, oh, we can use this, guys. I mean, like, you know, it doesn't take a whole lot to make a Static X song. It's very repetitive.
Oh, so they have no interest in touring. They just want to put out an album.
No, Travis, they are going on tour. They're going on tour with...
They're going to do the hologram?
No, they got a man to grow his hair long and stick it up straight, and he's going to wear a rubber mask, Matt.
So you feel like you're watching Wayne Static?
Yeah, he's wearing a mask.
Is he lip sync?
I think he's going to sing. In the tour preview that they put out, they had the new touring singer re-record Bled for Days. You remember Bled for Days? I bled for days. I should be the new singer.
Oh, yeah. Cookie Static Monster sang that.
Yeah, and I mean, the guy, he looks like Wayne Static wearing a mask. He's got the big crazy hair, and they're just like, guys, we're gonna go do this thing.
Static X, they always wore masks, didn't they? Or am I right?
No,
or no, Slipknot. No.
I don't think so.
Slipknot. So, Slipknot. Do you think he's like Asian, and they don't want to?
Oh, they don't want to tip off that he's an Asian guy,
right?
You think they found him on YouTube,
like Journey?
I don't know. They're keeping it under wraps. He's going by an alias. He's going by X E R O. Zero.
Oh, that's obnoxious.
Drunk, what's your favorite Gary Oldman movie?
Fifth Element.
Oh. It's a shame.
Hey, what was that one that he was in with Keanu Reeves, though?
Can't think of it. It's a bummer.
Remember when he was in a movie with Keanu Reeves, Drunk?
The Matrix.
I guess I'm not very well versed on the Gary Oldman.
Travis, what do you think of Static X going out with a guy wearing a rubber mask? It's pretty cool, right?
Buy
you a ticket?
Yeah, let's go.
Go see Cold, We're So Cold. Remember that one?
I don't think I would want to do that at all.
I just saw Stone Temple Pilots without Scott Weiland like a year ago or whatever. And
With Chester Bennington?
No, he's dead
too. No, after Chester Bennington.
I think they just got some guy who was on The Voice.
He's an older guy. He's about their ages. He's not a young dude. They didn't go and grab some young American Idol guy. He's an older guy.
Is he doing an impression?
Yeah, kind of. Like, if you've listened to the radio, you heard their new Stone Temple Pilots song, and I can't recall what the title of it is.
I heard it. It was very forgettable, but it did sound like a Stone Temple Pilots song.
It's fine. It sounded like a Stone Temple Pilots song. The thing about this new guy was the thing that I needed him to sell me on was classic Stone Temple Pilots songs. Like, right? Like, don't sing them different. I don't want them different. Just like I don't want Alice in Chains' old songs different than they were. You can sing new songs differently, but they're old ones. I want the exact same way. And this new Stone Temple Pilots guy couldn't deliver. Sound Stone Temple Pilots. Again, just like that song that they put out brand new, the entire band is now forgettable.
I guess what it is, like, if you start a new band, if you don't have that branding, it's probably really difficult. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of guys that were in big bands who are now in bands that you may not know. And like, there's no name recognition. There's no brand there. So like, I guess if you can have that leg up to just put a guy in a mask, if you want to go out and sing again.
Well, right. Cause what else are all the members of Static X going to do besides be Static X with a new guy?
I guess fail. Like right. When all the No Doubt guys got together with the guy from AFI. I mean, it's all famous people that people know from bands. But I mean, like, that album sold 3 copies.
Well, it's just like when the one guy defected from Blink 182 and made Angels and Airwaves because he decided he loves aliens now.
Dude, when he left Blink 182 when he started Angels and Airwaves, he was like going on and on about how that was going to be the next best rock band of all.
Travis, does he love aliens or is he afraid of them?
No, he's all into it for sure.
I mean, I know he's into it, but is he into it because he fears them or is he into it because he's excited about the aliens? Like, I think he's trying to warn us.
Is that the same guy who did a Boxcar Racer?
I think that was the other two.
That was actually good. I like that.
I love me some Boxcar Racer.
Me too. It's
still
when he
jammed that record.
Yeah, it's when he went off the deep end with the alien thing and really got crazy. That's when his music suffered.
Yeah, Travis Barker did the Boxcar Racer too.
Drunk of the Universal,
so it's two of them. Just not Mark Hoppus.
Of the Universal monsters, like which one would you say is your favorite?
Universal monster?
Yeah, like the
like
monsters.
The classic monster movies.
Teen Wolf.
I'm a big Teen Wolf guy myself. You I like love Michael J. Teen Fox Wolf? And that.
Yeah, from back in the 30s.
Yeah.
Travis, your buddy, that Jimmy James guy or Jimmy George or what's that fucking guy's name? The fucking movie guy?
The WNUF guy.
The guy that you like Jimmy that I followed George. And I like his tweets, but I don't know who the fuck he is. You know who he is, but I...
Yeah, he directed that WNUF Halloween special.
He tweeted out a thing. What he does is people send him their scripts and then...
Yeah, he's the script butcher.
Yeah, he like critiques their scripts. And he sent out a picture the other day of one of the movies that I guess they sent him the script and then he like wrote on it and sent it back to him. And then they made the movie and they were selling it at the Walmart and he was excited. He was like, hey, it's really cool that this script that I worked on, they're selling it at the Walmart. And the cover of the DVD, Travis, the movie is called Clown Motel and it has a scary clown holding up like the keys to a room, like to, you know, check you in, like, hey, here you go. And it's a scary clown.
Do you remember there was it was about 2 years ago, pictures of a clown motel that actually exists went viral. You think that's where they got the idea?
Wait, this is a real thing?
I mean, I don't know about this movie or what the storyline is. But
I don't either, Travis. I was hoping that I could just give you the premise Clown Motel and you could run wild with it and just tell me what it's about. Because I didn't look it up. I just wanted you to tell me a story.
Well,
what's Clown Motel about, Travis?
I would assume that a guy is having some rough times. They had to get out of town. Him and his mistress left town quickly. They just have one bag. Their car broke down. Maybe they got a flat tire on the side of the road.
Did he leave his wife? He left his wife? And
I think he was probably having an affair. Something went down with his wife where he had to get out of town real quick. So he stopped and got his mistress. And they just bolted. They're like, we got to get the hell out of here. I got this duffel bag full of cash. And then we're gone.
Did he clean out the accounts? He cleaned out the accounts?
I think he cleaned out. Yeah, I think he cleaned out all their accounts. Oh. And also, I think he was working for kind of a bad guy.
See, yeah, I think that we need to somehow make this guy sympathetic because, like you just said, he cleaned out his wife and he's fucking around on his wife. Like,
well, like, his FBI wife has probably going to seize those accounts anyway.
Like, is she like a mob boss's daughter or something?
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, he married into her because he was working for the family for so many years, right? And he felt obligated to marry her because the boss man said, you know, I mean, he expected it.
So there was no real love there. It was like
there was no love. Arranged it was all marriage business. And now after these many years, he's bitter. He met a gal who he fell deeply in love with.
Now, what did she do? Was she like a cocktail?
She was a waitress. Yeah, she was a waitress at one of the big boss man's clubs. And they just kind of hit it off. And were secretly seeing each other for quite a while. And I will say they did not sleep together for a super, super long time. He's a good guy.
Right, right. But finally, so, he couldn't hold off because, like,
well, they were sending him on a job. They were putting him on a job to take out somebody that the big boss man wanted disappeared.
Oh, no.
And this guy couldn't do it. He was friends with him for a long time. And he wasn't about to pull the trigger on his buddy. So he had to go. So he snatched up that cocktail waitress after the big boss man found out about him sleeping with her. He had somebody beat up this cocktail waitress. And he's like, this is enough. I got to get out of here. I'm not doing this job. I got to get her out of this life. He cleaned out their accounts.
She never asked for it, Travis. I mean, she was just a cocktail waitress looking for love.
Yeah, she was looking for love. She just was trying to make a dollar. You know, she was trying to make a dollar and she's treated poorly. And this guy came and rescued her. So he cleaned out their accounts, him and his wife's accounts, and also the safe of the club that the cocktail waitress worked at.
Oh, so they robbed from the boss at the cocktail place. He was bad, too. Like, yeah, we have to justify all this bad behavior, Travis.
Correct. And they figured that they were justified in stealing from him because she got the shit kicked out of her and she deserved some kind of compensation.
OK. So, Clown Motel. They stop along the road at a motel.
The tire blows on a back road.
They had no choice. They had to stop at this place. It was the only place.
They haven't seen anything for miles. The tire blows. They're like, shit, we can't just sit here. They get an umbrella. They grab their couple of duffel bags. They start walking down the road, hoping to God they find something. And here it is. A motel in the middle of nowhere.
So what is the
lit vacancy sign?
Is the motel called Big Top Motel or
Circus Circus?
This is tough, right? Because I feel like there's so many different things you could do to maybe foreshadow, but not completely give it away. Like, I don't feel like you want to call it Bozo's Big Top Motel. You know what I mean?
Right.
Okay.
But it insinuates.
Okay. So they go inside. Is there just like a scary clown working behind the desk? I mean, do we telegraph it that easy? Or
I don't feel like there's a... I feel like it's set up where there's a kind of... Like maybe a clown doll sitting at the counter.
Oh, that Jesus. Has like a, creepy like dolls?
A creepy doll of a clown sitting at the counter that says... be back in 5 minutes. And then kind of like a weird guy, they're waiting around and kind of a weird guy slinks in from the back room. He maybe has some clown features, right? Like a bulbous nose, maybe some curly, wacky hair a little bit.
Like Jack Nicholson shoes. When he showed up to talk to Vicky Vale.
Wear some shoes.
Yeah, right.
He just looks kind of shoes. Fucking weird.
Yeah, he... He walks through the back door.
Travis,
bumps his foot on something.
Can they honk like a horn, for a service? Like, you know, instead of a bell, it's like a, you know what I'm talking about?
It absolutely. It's actually the clown doll's nose. It says, be back in 5 minutes. If this is an emergency, honk the doll's nose.
Yeah. Mm. Matt, are you in so far? Are you in for Clown Motel?
Yeah, I'm excited. I can't wait to have a watch party for
now.
It.
Now, Matt, a couple of years ago, we were going to have a guy on the show who stiffed us last minute. And the reason the movie that he was making, we weren't interested in. In fact, it was a bad movie. But the next movie that he was making was Clownado. The movie. And what's funny is like. I read some of the press he was doing for Clownado, and he was just insisting, guys, there's not a Clownado in this movie. It's just a name. And to that I say, fuck you, man.
You got to have
you.
A Clownado.
Like, you can't call a movie Clownado and sell me on Clownado. And they're not being, that's what I'm saying. If this movie that Travis is making right now, Clown Motel, which has a scary clown holding up keys, does not have clowns working at a motel, I'm going to be pissed off. I mean, like, maybe it's just like a fuckload of clowns traveling and stop at the motel at the night, and like it's just loaded up on creepy-ass clowns.
Right.
I mean, I'll give you Clownado right now, Matt. Clownado.
It has to feature clowns and a motel.
There's a big group of clowns that are at the circus. They get fed up. They decide that they want to murder. They go to murder the guy that runs the circus, which just happens to be the magician guy. Magician guy, he curses him, and then you got a clownado. Boom, done. I mean, it's not hard. Why is the sharks in the NATO? What cockamamie bullshit did they come up with for that?
I think it just picked him up, right, on the way. I mean, I've never seen one of these Sharknado movies, but I assume that a tornado was coming, and it just picked up the sharks along the way and sent the sharks after people.
I'm hesitant to watch the Sharknado movies, Travis, because I'm afraid that I'll love them too much. Okay, so the creepy guy gives them a room. They get in the motel room. Get some clowns in there, Travis. We need clowns.
Well, I don't feel like there should be a clown theme because that's too much, right? So when they arrived at the hotel, I feel like we saw some really small cars.
Oh, right.
Parked outside the hotel.
Little VW bugs.
Yep, VW bugs. And I feel like we're in this motel for a while. What we're really focusing on, it's a lot like from Dusk Till Dawn, where you don't really know that there's anything to do with vampires until the last like quarter of the movie. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this is what we're doing here, is we need to really dwell on the fact that they're on the run from these mafia guys, right? So we're dropping little hints, like the clown doll when they check in, the guy bumps his clown shoe against the doorway when he walks in. And so the little things, but we're really concentrating on the fact that they're on the run from these organized crime members.
We're building suspense because the people, they want that clown bloodlust, but you don't want to just give it to them away.
You can't just give it to them.
You did say vampire, by the way, Travis. Drunk, what would you say is like your top two vampires?
Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt in An Interview with a Vampire.
That's right. That's perfect. Honestly, I don't Luchin, even think there's a better.
Isn't Luchin one of their names?
Yeah. Fucking drunk man is on point. If you asked me that, I would have stumbled around for a little while.
Definitely not that Robert Pattinson fuck. That's
no,
sure.
He's going to be that Batman fuck, drunk.
Yeah.
You talk about right. Pattinson?
I'll tell you what, I'll never doubt him again. Until I see it and it's shitty, I won't doubt him. I'm sure Pattinson will be just fine as it.
So didn't you say you liked British? Him in that one 9/11?
Or is
like you don't realize it's a 9/11 movie till the end?
Yeah, then it's like, oh yeah, he was in 9/11. Gotcha.
Is Christian Bale British or is he American?
I think he's British.
He's a Brit. British. Yeah.
So two British Batmans in a row.
Right.
No, Ben Affleck was.
Oh, he don't count. So two British Batmans in a row.
So well, I think the reveal here for this clown hotel, right? Okay. Like when they're
in the motel room.
We're worried for their safety just based on what's happening. They don't have a vehicle right now because it's on the side of the road, probably 2 miles up the road. The guy running the hotel was kind of creepy. Gave him a good deal. The room's not bad. It's just a little rundown. It's just an old hotel.
By the way, Travis, in 2019, it's important that we do this. His phone charger stopped working. He asked the guy at the desk, hey, do you have a charger for your phone? And he doesn't either. So his phone's dead.
He did.
We
he
have
does
to
have
telegraph
a phone charger,
that.
But it's not an iPhone charger, so it's not compatible.
Oh, right. Okay, so they're in the room.
They're in the room. We're worried for their safety, blah, 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 blah. The one he reveals to her, he's like, hey, when I tap that safe, I grabbed this bottle, right? So he's like, I got this bottle. She's like, oh, I can't drink it straight. She's like, you need to get some ice. So he goes out with the ice bucket to the ice machine, which is strategically placed right next to whatever beverage company will help sponsor this movie, right next to a machine of theirs. So he comes around the corner. It's kind of creepy. It's really kind of quiet, actually, but there's cars all over the places. And our attention is drawn to these tiny little cars, like those like Mini Coopers or something, right? So he's filling up the ice. He's got to hit it a couple of times because this is an old ice machine, man. He can't get this ice out of here. He's like, what the hell? So he's like hitting it, and finally it starts pumping a little bit of ice, but very slowly. So he kind of glances over one shoulder to the office, and he glances one shoulder towards these little tiny Mini Cooper-looking cars. And all of a sudden, the back door opens. This tiny little car, this back door opens. And all of a sudden, all you see is one big red shoe plops out onto the parking lot.
Oh, that's the big reveal.
That's the reveal. It's plopped out by another big red shoe.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Exiting this car, big old clown, right?
Does he have a chainsaw, Travis?
No. He just looks like a clown.
Oh, he's just a clown? Just a regular old clown?
Just a regular old clown. Okay. There's nothing to see. He's like, God, what the fuck is a clown getting out of the back of this car?
So it's kind of a tease. Like, you think, oh, fuck, is this clown going to be a bad clown? Like the one the cover of the Blu-ray?
He doesn't look at him. The clown just, like, gets out of the car. But then guess what? Another clown gets out of the car. Different color shoes. Bigger, though. You know, clown shoes. What's his hand? Clown gets out, doesn't really pay attention. He's like, what? There's two clowns in this little car. How is that even, how they even fit in there? Third clown comes out. Fourth clown comes out. Fifth clown comes out. He's like, holy shit. He doesn't know what to make out of this. It doesn't make sense how all these clowns fit in the back of this car. But all they're doing is they're getting out and they're making a beeline to what I assume is their hotel room that they're sharing. Six clown comes out. Seven clown comes out. Eight clown comes out.
And they all go in one room?
They're all filtering into one room. Nobody's looking at him.
Is it it's the neighboring room?
It's not. It's like it's about four doors down, right? Okay. So he's on the opposite end of the soda machine, and then it's like four doors down. So they're just filtering in. The room's open. They're just going in. All of a sudden, we get to 11 clowns out of this tiny car. It's not possible.
Jesus,
he's
like,
what the fuck is happening here? There's nothing on the – it couldn't
it's
be a trick.
Magic. It's almost supernatural.
The 13th clown gets out of the car. A little bit slower than the rest.
Oh.
He pops up.
Drunk. This is going to be the bad clown.
He looks around, right? There's something a little bit sinister about his look, but he still pretty much just looks like a clown.
Does he have just like a little bitty hat?
Yes,
like
that's exactly
too small for his
tiny,
head.
Like a bee, but it's got a propeller on the top of it, right?
Oh, God.
So he gets out.
He's up to something.
He shuts the door. He walks with purpose.
Oh, boy.
But halfway to the room, he stops. He's still looking forward. He stops halfway to the room. Turns just his head towards the guy filling his ice bucket.
Like real fucking slow?
Real slow.
Oh, fuck. It's real slow.
He's looking very sinister at this moment. Just
does he have a smile? Or does
not
he have
yet. Not yet.
Sad face?
Yeah, well, like what is his clown makeup, Travis?
His clown makeup is straight across.
Oh, wow.
He doesn't have a look on his face yet. He just looks very slowly over to the guy at the ice, filling the ice bucket. Sees him. When they connect their eyes, big old smile plasters across his face. Pops up his little hand, gloved in white, and does jazz fingers at him like, hello, hello. Turns his head back.
That's going to get isolated.
Drops his hand, walks into the room, shuts the door.
Fuck. And that's when shit starts getting weird, right?
He doesn't know what the fuck is going on.
Yeah. But I mean, so he's a little bit creeped out.
He's creeped out. He goes back to the room. He's a little shaken. He was shaken about these damn mafia guys that were probably coming to put one in the back of his head. But now there's 13 clowns just got out of the back of a Mini Cooper. Granted, no one got out of the driver's seat. Just 13 clowns out of the back of this Mini Cooper.
Okay, so Travis, your main protagonists... You know that if they're going to die, they're going to die at the end. They're not going to die in the middle. But you have to raise the stakes. You have to tell people these mean business. So the mafia guys are probably the ones that are going to show up about midway through the movie and all die, right?
They're showing up before we really get into the clown shit, right? I feel like she has to have an interaction with the clowns. Like, she's like, bullshit. He's telling her, he's like, I was just filling up this ice bucket. 13 clowns got out of the back of the shoe, and she's like,
oh, she doesn't believe him.
She's like, your nerves are getting a hold of you. Really? I mean, these clowns got, he's like, I'm telling you. And she's like, she has to somehow have an interaction with at least one clown, right?
Okay.
Like,
she walks down to look in the window because she doesn't believe him. And all the clowns turn at once to see her looking at him in the window. So now she's slighted them. Now they're mad.
They're not doing anything in that room, by the way. They're just standing,
sitting perfectly still.
Still, no TV on, the lights on, nothing is happening in that room. They turn towards her. Yes.
She accidentally kicks a can or something, and they all look at her and they're like, this bitch is looking in our window.
Yep. So we get back to the hotel. They're all kind of like just kind of creeped out by these clowns. And then, of course, I don't know, 4 or 5 cars full of mafia guys show up.
Trez, I mean, we have friends. We need to pitch this movie, right? I don't know what this other clown motel is about, but Travis's clown motel is better than the other clown motel. Haven't seen the clown motel. I'm telling you right now, Travis's clown motel, better than that other clown motel.
I would watch this movie.
Guys, I mean, we pitch shit all day. I'm telling you, we could make a better Clownadia. We can make a better clown motel. I don't know what clown motel is about. We need now I need to watch clown motel to see if Travis is close to the other. But I bet it doesn't even have a motel.
Clown motel is about.
Oh, did you look it up, Matt?
Just read the summary.
Is it close to Travis's?
No, not at all.
Does it have clowns?
I don't think so. Oh, yes.
Wait. Does it have a motel?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right. So this movie is called Clown Motel: Spirits Arise. It came out in 2019. Clown Motel follows a group of ghost hunters coming from an old ghost town and a bachelorette party, returning home from Las Vegas. When the groups meet up by mistake, they're left to discover if the motel is really abandoned and haunted by the souls of the clowns that once lived there.
Oh, bullshit. So why did the clowns it's a bachelor party and ghost hunters that just meet up. And they're like, hey, let's be friends.
Yeah. And they were, I don't know why they're coming from an old ghost town and a bachelorette party.
This has just got me jazzed to make our clown motel.
Travis, let's make clown motel.
They went to Las Vegas, guys, to a bachelorette party at an old ghost town.
Are there a lot of old ghost towns in Vegas?
And they meet up by mistake.
What do you need to make clown motel? You need
13 clowns.
Makeup. 13 guys dressed up like clowns. And you need
You're
to rent.
Gonna need some shoes.
A very attractive rooms. Gal, a pretty good looking dark haired dude.
We get Travis. We get Mark Natalie. Mark Natalie will be in fucking Clown Motel. We're friends.
Guys, yep. Guess who's in Clown Motel?
Who's in Clown Motel, Matt?
A friend of the Lotus cast, Tony Moran.
Didn't he shit in your bathroom?
Oh, he blew up Joe's toilet.
Okay, so that clown motel is out, Matt. We're making a new clown motel. Yeah. Better clown motel.
I feel like I should reach out to Tony Moran and find out what's going on with Clown Motel. He plays a guy named Frank.
Do you think Frank is a clown?
He's probably a ghost hunter, right?
He probably is.
Now, Drunk, if you were...
So, just to tie up some loose ends here before the break, they were Louis and Lestat were... The Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise in it.
Louis and Lestat. Lestat was Tom Cruise.
Yeah. Would you say they were the most famous vampires, though?
Yeah.
Like of all the vampires?
They're my favorite, so that's all that matters.
Yeah. That's really all that
matters. Of all the vampires in the entire world, those are the two most famous, you think?
Yeah.
I wonder if they descended from any other, like an original vampire or something, if there was one, if one was first.
Well, like Vlad the Impaler, right?
Oh, like Vlad the Impaler.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So... They didn't really get into that backstory, I don't think.
But, would you assume they descended from somebody drunk?
It's possible.
Who do you think they might have descended from?
I don't know.
Vlad the Impaler.
Some silly Frenchie, as they are French, right?
Guys, what we're going to do.
Jesus.
we're gonna... Guys, before you take a break, Mike, I just want to read this fun little trivia about Clown Motel, Spirits Arise.
The real Clown Motel, not the awesome one that we're going to make that's going to be better.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Clown Motel is the first film where the first Friday the 13th, Jason Voorhees, Ari Lehman, and the first Halloween's Michael Myers, Tony Moran, are working together.
The first Jason?
Tony Moran's not the first Michael Myers.
Yeah, he is, buddy. He sure is. In the first Halloween, he gets unmasked, and that's Tony Moran.
Okay, so Nick Castle was the guy who
heard all about it many times from our friend Tony Moran, because that's all he has to hang his hat on.
Okay, guys, I got you. Do me a favor. If you would go see Clown Motel, not Tony Moran's Clown Motel, I'm talking about Travis Hustlin' Hulse's Clown Motel. You send a @producetravis. A tweet, and you just say, I'm in for Clown Motel. That's all you got to say.
We'll Indiegogo this bitch.
Yeah, yeah. We need to make this movie, Travis.
Make it great.
On iPhones just to show everybody, like, guys, we can come up with shit like Clown Motel. I mean, if that's what you want. I mean, if you don't want high concept, if you just want filth, we'll put out filth all fucking day.
I'll tell you what, if we can make a bunch of filth like this in order to finally finance our big budget motion picture, Concrete Jungle, then I'm totally
the giant
in.
Tiger movie. That's what we got to. That's the goal, Travis. If we
got to do this fast before Richard Dreyfuss passes, right?
We got to make some bullshit like Clown Motel to eventually.
Oh, we are running out of time, guys.
I know. I feel like Ed Wood, right? Like you got to pump out a bunch of bullshit for the church in order to make the movie you really wanted to make.
Right. Travis, I'm going to be honest with you. Right now, Clown Motel is the movie I really want to make.
Yeah, me too, actually. God, I wanna sounds pretty good.
Guys, we're going to go drunk. Matt, how can we get this done here?
I'm out of ideas.
You ever see Monster Squad drunk?
I don't recall.
Oh, fuck.
Safety glasses off, motherfuckers.
They say till death do us part, but it wasn't quite true. You weren't really dead, and I know I still loved you. Our kids were the same, just a shambling mess, only grunting and moaning and eating live flesh. I made you a vow, and I won't turn away. I'll stand by your side until my final day. Dead kids, and I did love you too. But if romance is dead, then I want to die too.
Romance is Dead is filmed before a live studio audience.
No, don't worry, ladies. It's not like I'm busy trying to clean blood out of my favorite white chinos. Hey, what's up, Samir?
Not the property value of this neighborhood.
What can I do for you, neighbor?
Well, for starters, you can keep that daughter of yours off of my lawn.
Oh, come on. The kids always used to play in your yard.
That was before Callie started trying to eat my golden retriever. You know, there is an ordinance that permits homeowners to shoot feral animals on their property.
Well then, you better get that son of yours a bulletproof vest. Word of the club is, he's quite the rabid horn dog.
In any event, you might want to keep that daughter of yours on a shorter leash.
The leash can't get any shorter, Samir. She bites.
Bah.
Neighbors, looks like we're going to need a bigger fence.
Kelly, downstairs in 5. Dinner's almost ready.
Go ahead and make that 20, darling.
Romance is Dead. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
WFOB!
Honey, I just heard about a great new product that takes the mess out of shitting in your mouth.
But I love when you shit in my mouth. That's our fun garage activity.
But with the shit in your mouth funnel, I can shit in your mouth in the bedroom, in the kitchen, anywhere.
There it is. Shitfunnel.com. Just a couple of clicks. Ordered. It's in the mail.
In the meantime, want to go out in the garage?
Mm-mm.
Where were you?
Once again. WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
I'm not the one who's so far away when I feel the snake bite and tear my veins. Never did I wanna be here again. And I don't remember why I came. Ooh. desire. Why I'm so far away. No more meaning to my life. No more reason to stay.
Song.
I'm coming back again.
His solo album is fucking amazing, though.
I'll have to check.
Okay, Drunk. I want you to I want you to picture this, right, Drunk?
Okay.
You go into a haunted house, right?
Uh-huh.
Doesn't look like it's been inhabited in a long time.
Okay.
You go down in the basement
because
you're looking for treasure.
Okay.
Bunch of coffins down there, right?
Okay.
You open one of the coffins. Somebody in there sleeping.
Okay.
Who you think's in there sleeping, Drew?
Mummy.
Yes. Tom Cruise's mummy, in fact.
I don't think it's going to happen, Travis.
I'm positive it's not going to. It hasn't happened yet.
Mike, is there any backlash on the most recent episode of Romance is Dead?
What are you talking about?
I mean, I kind of feel like you whitewashed that one.
I mean, first of all, that one's old. We'll have a new one next week. Yeah, no, I don't know any Indian people, and Travis wrote an Indian character. What the fuck am I going to do, Matt?
I'm just saying.
I do like the best I can, Matt. Don't
Why
know.
I got to call it out. Nobody would even know.
Matt, don't know any Indian people. Travis writes an Indian character. What am I going to do?
You mean how nobody would know? You got... How like, many listeners? All know Dan Fernicase.
Should I just change his name to George? I don't want to fuck with Travis's art, Matt. No, I get it. It was a white guy playing an Indian guy. Samir, yeah. Right? Samir?
Yeah.
I'm surprised there's not any backlash, an outcry for the Indian community, actors.
Matt, nobody listens to the show, so that helps.
How come you didn't reach out to that guy that's in Silicon Valley?
Calpen.
That Indian guy.
I did. He said no. So I got Dan Fernicus.
He said no? You got proof of that? Because guess what? The Twitter fans are going to want proof. The Twitter outrage.
Liquid in the chat says he noticed. He noticed that it was a white guy playing an Indian guy. But Liquid's not going to tell on us. Liquid's a good guy.
I think he's going to take Twitter.
Listen. It's not like we were... putting a bunch of stereotypes in his mouth. He just had like a poor accent, right? Like it's a bad accent. There's no Indian jokes.
Travis, how about you quit writing us into sticky wickets? That's what you need to do. You need to quit writing us into sticky wickets. This is your fault. Matt's getting
us
in trouble.
I'm trying to be a man of the world. Are you saying that a guy named Samir can't be living in that guy's neighborhood?
I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying, why didn't we get an Indian guy to play Samir? Why did we have to?
Travis, here's the thing.
Yeah, you know what? You can't blame this on Travis. This is your fault, Mike.
Travis is trying to be inclusive. He's trying to,
Travis was successful. He wrote the episode successfully. You failed to deliver on the Indian actor.
I'm writing another one with Samir. I'm going to get Dan Fernicase again. In fact, Samir's the new focus of Romance is Dead, man.
Yeah, we're moving houses.
Yeah, we're just going next door. He's going to be in every goddamn episode.
We've played out Ralph's part. Ralph is now going to be the neighbor.
See, what we're limited to our resources, guy. I would love to cast an actual Indian person to play our Indian character. Don't know any.
I just don't think you really tried.
What am I going to do, Matt? What am I going to do?
I think there's a lot of Indian actors out there. I think
any customer service and just say, hey, can you say this?
Hey, can you say these lines for my zombie romantic comedy I do on my dumb podcast?
All right.
Do you know the budget of this show is nothing?
That's actually not true, Travis. Our budget is $17 a month, but that also includes
pays for the feed, right?
Yeah, and the
all
phone
of
number.
The Indian actors are desperately looking for work because people like Mike are whitewashing.
And the script was a little flawed because there was no "Oh my friend" once in that episode.
Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you right now.
Oh my friend,
Samir is actually from Wyoming.
Yeah,
By the way, that Romance Is Dead is like 2 years old.
It's very old.
Well, listen, I think it
didn't age well, I guess.
Twitter outrage only works if we go back, Mike. We got to go back.
Drunk, do you watch the NBA? Are you watching the NBA finals? I know that you're a sports guy.
If the Blues weren't in the Stanley Cup, I'd probably be paying closer attention, but.
You're not watching too much?
No.
See, now all of the controversy, everything that I'm seeing on Twitter and Facebook and everything is in regards to the dickheads sitting courtside. Like they're making a big deal about Drake.
Right.
Jay-Z and Beyonce were sitting courtside. And,
oh, Jack Nicholson.
Well, I mean, I think he's a Lakers fan. The Lakers aren't around anymore. But yeah, you hear about Jack Nicholson. I know that when I listened to Howard Stern would talk often about how he would go to Knicks games just to see who was sitting in rows behind him, where he stood on the social ladder. Like he'd look behind him and like, oh, look, four rows back, JB Smoove. I must be more famous than him. And
so isn't the biggest controversy about that guy that's constantly draining buckets? Drunk, you know, like that famous vampire that's constantly draining people's necks. You know, the famous one.
No.
All right. But what I'm saying is, basketball is the only sport that has people sit like that. That one guy was banned from the rink because it's not a rink. What do you call
court?
It? Court.
It's a court. Basketball court.
Arena.
This guy was sitting in the front row, and a guy dove to save a ball that was going out of bounds, and he fucking rocked this lady. I mean,
some of them are gardens.
Fucking smoked this lady. And the guy, like, put his hand on the guy and shoved him a little bit. Like, hey, fuck you for knocking this woman back three rows. And he was banned because you're not allowed to touch a player, well, which I get.
I mean, he is the minority owner of the team.
My oldest kid, he shoots, he's a photographer, so he shoots a lot of sporting events and whatnot. And granted, it's like college events and things like that. And he was telling me just this weekend about one time where, you know, because you've seen plenty of times where players go out of bounds to try to like stop a ball or whatever, and they crash into like five people,
right,
without like any kind of care. And he said there's this one time a player like was about to crash into him, and he had like a $3,000 camera that he had checked out from the university.
Right.
And he was like, in order for the player to not smash this $3,000 camera that he was liable for, he just like put two hands up and kind of moved him to the right side. Right. Like he kind of like, yeah, didn't pick him up, but he just stopped him from like falling on him and kind of moved him to the right hand side. And the player got up pissed, like in his face, because he touched him.
What happens if he takes the camera back and just says, a basketball player ran into it?
Does he get I think he's liable, right? Like he checked it out.
That's not like an act of God.
No, I think it's an on your honor, right? Like you protect this son of a bitch at all costs.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, like, oh, well, I guess football. You see cameramen and stuff get hit in football sometimes. There's people walking around on football fields that probably shouldn't be there. But just get those fucking people back behind a barrier. What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, why is basketball the only one that really puts them directly alongside the action?
I mean, you got fucking Drake standing up out of his chair a couple feet away from the coach of the Raptors and just walking up behind him and rubbing his shoulders. Like, why is he doing that? Why is he able to do that? Why is security not just running up and tackling him for getting close to people?
So yeah, you're saying it should be like Degrassi hockey kid, where they have like the glass and you got to take the,
yeah, you should be behind some sort of barrier
in the glass where you got to take your pictures.
There should be a separation between the players on the floor and the spectators watching.
Or like South American soccer, where they got the opposite-facing barbed wire fences.
The lady who was taking Jay-Z's drink order was getting death threats because people were trying to determine what Beyonce's body language meant. Oh, no, what is Beyonce saying with her body? How should we respond to this woman?
So,
like, yeah, stupid. she was asking Jay-Z if he wanted ice in his vodka drink.
Well, and it's like that picture was probably just, you know, a quick little moment,
right?
You know, where she just tired of watching a fucking basketball game,
right? Because
I feel like the audience really for the spectators at a sporting event, if they're going to be part of the action, they should be invited in, right? Like, just like you have to invite a vampire into your home for them to walk through, right? And what would you say, Drunk, the most famous vampire that you could invite into your house would be?
Oh, right. Like, he comes to the door and like you have to invite him in. He can't come in.
Bill Compton.
Oh, Vampire Bill. I'm totally team Vampire Bill.
I forgot about him.
By the way. Vampire Bill Compton.
Yeah, that was the whole thing on that show, wasn't it? And then she rescinded it. Like, she just fucked all the vampires.
Oh, yeah. And not just the vampires. Like, the were-fairies and the were-panthers.
She just kind of fucked everybody, right?
But her true love was Vampire Bill Compton.
Right.
Yes.
The Vampire Fuck Show.
I love that
show. I think that we should take away barriers and have courtside for NASCAR races.
Horse racing, NASCAR races.
Oh my God.
Just take the barriers out of everything.
I feel like you get a lot more Faces of Death videos that you could release.
We gotta up the fan experience. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you could upcharge for that too.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you get a really good hockey seat, like they'll stick you in the net.
Yeah.
So, Drunk, you know how every year around Halloween they release those monster cereals,
like the Monster Mash.
No, the cereals, right? Like Frankenberry, Booberry.
Booberry.
And what's the other one?
Booberry, right?
There's one that's out. Like, isn't there one that's out year round?
Yeah, it's like the chocolate one.
Oh, it's like a chocolate one.
Chocula.
Yeah, who would you say out of all vampires that vampire would be based on?
The Count from Sesame Street.
Drunk. Okay. Yeah, but like, what monster is that?
A vampire?
Yes. Yes, it is. It's a vampire.
Travis.
If there was a vampire that was dead and loving it, who would you think that would be?
Angel?
I don't believe this shit. Guys, you might think this is a bit, but it's not. Travis, do you have what you'd say is a pick of the week? Travis, something you want the pick. People to know about?
Pick of the week this week. I just finished HBO's limited series Chernobyl.
Holy Chernobyl.
I just watched the second episode.
Oh my God, man. Is it not infuriating? The first episode is almost like shot like a horror movie.
Yeah.
And throughout the first three episodes, I'm just angry at the characters because it's portrayed in such a way that there are so many incompetent assholes that are just, if they just did something, Chernobyl wouldn't have been the disaster that it was. But I'll tell you, that show was shot amazingly. Everybody in that thing is great.
The Russians are mad about it. They're going to make their own Chernobyl.
The Russians are mad about it because they're all Brit actors, but I'll tell you what, it makes more sense to me.
Oh, they whitewashed it?
It makes more sense to me to have everybody be a quality Brit actor with Brit accents than having people do terrible Russian accents that take you out of it.
Guys, if you know an Indian who will play Samir, I'll recut that Romance is Dead.
Now you're going to take a job away from Dan Fernicase.
Dan Fernicase has enough jobs on this fucking show.
I'm just saying, like, now he's got a loose work.
This is just like when Hayden Christensen was supplanted into Return of the Jedi after they did the special editions.
Drunk, name your top three favorite Rob Zombie songs.
Well, Living Dead Girl.
Right.
You got Dragula.
Woo!
No. But what? I mean, it's so close to a specific vampire.
Yeah, what vampire would you say
that? That's about Dracula.
Guys! Woo! Matt! We got him to say it, Matt!
We did it! Drunk, you're so stupid.
Drunk, will you say it a couple more times just so we can celebrate?
Dracula? Like Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Ah!
That's all we had to say was Bram Stoker, and then he probably would have said it.
Yeah. Oh,
I feel like we were telegraphing it, guys.
I mean, there's a lot of hints.
Matt, pick of the week, Matt.
My pick of the week. Did I?
Drunk,
did
you
I
got a pick of the week?
Okay.
Drunk's pick of the week is hashtag LGB. Game 7 tomorrow.
It is Pride Month.
The
LGB.
LGBTQ. I think you left out the T and the Q.
No, just LGB.
LGBTQIA.
Just
the
couple be marching down Market Street here come Thursday. And
Drunk, I'll tell you what. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch, they jinxed us.
Bunch of fuckers.
We're fucked, Drunk.
We're not fucked.
Drunk.
We are.
Is it Jim or fucked. Pam from The Office that's a fan?
Pam.
Oh, God, are they milking that for all it's worth.
Jim is Boston. Pam
They
is...
interviewed Pam between the second and third periods last week. Pam was at the game, Travis. Pam was like, put me on another TV show, please.
My other one got canceled.
Man, I never realized how annoying her voice is.
Like,
holy cow.
John Hamm, I get it. John Hamm's been around. But this Johnny come lately, Pam, I'll tell you what. And I like Pam. I do.
She's got a show. She's got a show, a current show that just got canceled.
Canceled, Travis. It's canceled. Needs another job.
Matt, you got a pick of the week?
My pick of the week is Howard Stern's new book.
Oh, you checked it out?
I checked it out, guys.
Did you audible it or did you get it?
No, you can't. You can't audible it. He's not doing an audio version. You gotta buy that physical copy.
What is his book called, Matt?
Howard Stern Comes Again. So. Reading the interviews is kind of redundant because I've listened to all of them. It's pretty cool. The intros for each one. I thought I would hate it. I bought it cause I am a Howard Stern fan, but I've not been a fan of his, in these later years. But I'll be damned if it didn't suck me in right away. And, I've found myself reading the entire interviews. It's a pretty good read. So if you like talk radio and you like Howard Stern, definitely.
Guys, pick of the week. Everybody's done their pick of the week at this point, right?
Yeah.
Everybody but you, buddy.
Guys, pick of the week. You guys watch that Hasan Minhaj show on Netflix? It has to be one that you're interested in. And he just recently did one on hip hop streaming. That was really interesting. I liked that one, and I really liked the one about Amazon. So I'd say the hip hop streaming episode of Hasan Minhaj's Netflix show is my pick of the week.
I see you still haven't commented on my Netflix recommendation to you, Mike.
What was that?
I Think You Should Leave, starring that Tim guy.
I watched a couple of them. It was funny. I haven't finished it yet. I just finished. See, what happens is I start stuff and then I forget about it. Like, I just watched the last three episodes of the Ricky Gervais show the other day. Like, I watched the first three and I forgot about it.
Is that good?
3 months. Yeah, it's great.
Is that good?
It's great.
Afterlife is so good. It'll make you laugh and cry. It is a great, great show.
Yeah,
I just finished Chernobyl, so I'm looking for the next thing.
The first three, Travis. If you're not in after the first three, watch three more, because the last three are better than the first three. But yeah, it's a great show. So that's my pick of the week also. Everything's my pick of the week, guys. Guys, you're all my pick of the week. Travis's Clown Motel, my pick of the week, guys. The Static X tour with the weird guy with the rubber mask, pick of the week. My pick of the week is everything.
I just came up with the tagline for Clown Motel.
Ooh.
For the poster. Clown Motel. Got your nose.
Fuck.
It's heavy.
Guys, we'll do it again next week. We appreciate all of you. Guys, if you want to see that Clown Motel, you tweet Travis at Produce Travis. You tell him I'm in on Clown Motel.
And you donate on Patreon.
Yeah, donate on Patreon, guys. We'll see you next time. See you next Tuesday, right, Drunk? See you next Tuesday.
Tuesday, yeah.
Yeah.
Guns out, funds out, Dracula.
Thank you for listening to this installment of WFOD. If you enjoyed it, subscribe so you don't miss the next one. Leave a review, tell a friend. You can also listen every Tuesday night live on strangelabel.com. There's other programs on that network as well, all of which you should check out. You can interact with us via phone 636-487-HAND. It's when we're live or when we're not live, via email, Mike, Travis, Drunk, or Matt at WFODix.com. On social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you can find us at WFODix. Special thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Liquid Lozenge, Val, and Brian Kranz. If you'd like to be a Patreon sponsor, patreon.com/WFODix. Get about 20 minutes of bonus content for as little as $1 a month. Guys, that's it. Thanks. See you next time. Take care. Goodbye.
Lots of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Bye.